Reformed Devotion number 21 of 365. Let us not judge others rashly and hastily. From Expository Thoughts on John by J.C. Ryle. After this, Joseph of Arimathea, being a disciple of Jesus, but secretly for fear of the Jews, asked Pilate that he might take away the body of Jesus. And Pilate gave him permission. So he came and took the body of Jesus. And Nicodemus, who at first came to Jesus by night, also came, bringing a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 100 pounds. Then they took the body of Jesus and bound it in strips of linen with the spices, as the custom of the Jews is to bury. John chapter 19 and verses 38 and 40. We learn from these verses that there are some servants of Christ whose latter end is better than their beginning. The case of Nicodemus teaches that lesson very plainly. The only man who dared to help Joseph in his holy work of burying our Lord was one who at first came to Jesus by night and was nothing better than an ignorant inquirer after truth. At a latter period in our Lord's ministry, we find the same Nicodemus coming forward with somewhat more boldness and raising in the council of the Pharisees the question, "Does our law judge any man before it hear him and know what he does?" John 7:51. Finally, we see him in the passage before us, ministering to our Lord's dead body, and not ashamed to take an active part in giving to the despised Nazarene an honorable burial. How great the contrast between the man who timidly crept into the Lord's lodging to ask a question, and the man who brought 100 pounds weight of myrrh and aloes to anoint his dead body. And yet it was the same Nicodemus. How great may be a man's growth in grace and faith and knowledge and courage in the short space of 3 years. We shall do well to store up these things in our minds and to remember the case of Nicodemus in forming our estimate of other people's religion. We must not condemn others as graceless and godless because they do not see the whole truth at once and only reach decided Christianity by slow degrees. The Holy Spirit always leads believers to the same foundation truths and into the same highway to heaven. In these, there is invariable uniformity. But the Holy Spirit does not always lead believers through the same experience or at the same rate of speed. In this, there is much diversity in his operations. He that says conversion is a needless thing, and that an unconverted man may be saved, is undoubtedly under a strange delusion. But he that says that no one is converted except he becomes a full-blown and established Christian in a single day is no less under a delusion. Let us not judge others rashly and hastily. Let us believe that a man's beginnings in religion may be very small, and yet his latter end may greatly increase. Has a man real grace? Has he within him the genuine work of the Spirit? This is the grand question. If he has, we may safely hope that his grace will grow, and we should deal with him gently and bear with him charitably, though at present he may be a mere babe in spiritual attainments. The life in a helpless infant is as real and true a thing as the life in a full-grown man. The difference is only one of degree. Who has despised the day of small things? Zechariah 4:10. The very Christian who begins his religion with a timid night visit and an ignorant inquiry may stand forward alone one day and confess Christ boldly in the full light of the sun.